We're now going to have our reading. Just get my breath back so we can do that. So it's up behind me as well, but we're reading from John 20:11 to 18. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. I'm going to invite Steph to talk to us for the first time. He's going to talk to us twice, which is fantastic, isn't it? So this is talk number one. And just to say, if anyone feels that they need to, there is some colouring that can be done over there. So any adults or any children who want to do any colouring, there's some things that you can colour in if you want to. It's just up there. So we're going to pray a blessing on Steph as he talks to us. Lord, we thank you for this morning. Once again, we're going to thank you several times over. And I thank you for Steph as well, as he leads us to think about all that you've done for us. Amen.
Thank you very much. Morning, everyone. Good morning. So that is an incredible moment in human history, isn't it? When Mary turns around and sees Jesus coming back to life. And let's just put ourselves in Mary's shoes for a little bit. Okay, so it's been 3 days since Jesus was captured by all the religious leaders. It's been 3 days since all his friends ran away and left him on his own. It's then been 2 days since Jesus was ridiculed, he was mocked, spat at, beaten. 2 days since the nails went through his hands and he was strung up on that cross and left to die. And this, to Mary, this wasn't like just Jesus, just some guy that she barely knew. This was like Jesus, her best friend, and her best friend that had saved her from demons. This was her best friend that she had followed for 2 or 3 years, supporting, giving everything she had to go with him, to listen to him, and to follow the way that he was making. And now, just for a second, think about maybe your best friend, the most important person in your life. Maybe it's your parents, your mum or your dad, or your brothers and sisters, your best friend maybe. Just have their name maybe in your head for a moment, and just imagine what it would have been like for Mary to go through that and watch her best friend killed in that way. Just imagine what it would feel like for you if you had to watch your best friend go through what Jesus went through. It would be heartbreaking, wouldn't it? Absolutely devastating. And that morning, it wouldn't have been any easier for Mary. It had only been 2 days since that had happened to Jesus. In fact, the hurt would still be there for her. And more than that, she'd have been feeling really lost, confused, because she'd been following this guy for 2 years. Now what does she do? Where does she go now? And as she's walking up to the tomb and sees that it's empty, sees that there's something not quite right, that must have just been gutting for her. Absolutely heartbreaking, seeing that even his body has gone. She doesn't have anything left of her life for the past 2 years. It's all just been taken away from her. And that must have been incredibly difficult for her. And then Jesus walks up to her, full of love and fully alive as well, and calls her by name. And that's an incredible moment in history. And just to kind of really make it clear, what we're saying here is that a dead guy came back to life. Now that's a bit crazy. We're saying that a dead body that had been dead for 2 days took a breath. We're saying that a heart that pumped for 48 hours then started to beat. That's incredible. And you know what's even more incredible than that? Is that's not all that happened that day. Because it wasn't just that some dude came back to life. It was that Jesus, who was God, came back to life. And he made a way for us to have a friendship and a relationship with God and with Jesus himself. Like, just like the friendship that Mary had with Jesus, we can have it today, every single day. Because Jesus didn't die again. He only died once. And he's still alive right now. And he's even in this room, which is incredible. So to explain this, I need a few volunteers, and we're going to play a little game. Okay, so could we have maybe 4 or 6 volunteers? I need an even number, basically. So could I have some volunteers, please? We've got 2. We've got 4. Go on, 2 more. Any age. Thank you very much. Okay, so basically, what this game is going to entail is that it's pretty much a relay race. Okay, so we need 2 teams, and I reckon, yeah, that seems about even. Yeah, that'll be fine. Here is some clothing, and you have to get dressed as fast as you can, run around to James, take it all off, not everything. Take this stuff that you've just put on off, give it to James, he's going to run around to Laura, and then Laura's going to run over to me. The person who gets to this big old green coat and puts it on wins the relay race. Does that make sense? Are we ready? Are we steady? Oh yeah, I need some cheering from the crowd, by the way. Marks gets it, go! Congratulations, Catherine. You have the privilege of wearing the big green coat. Okay, so as your prize, Catherine, you get to win and keep whatever you find in the pockets. Please, have a look in the pockets. Oi, you win a pound. That's very good, nice one. Thank you very much. One more thing, Catherine. I have a choice to give you, okay? So, you have one singular pound for your entire team, by the way. That is for Daryl and Sophia as well. So you might be able to get like 2 Freddos or something. That might be worth it. But I have also to give you a choice. Do you want to keep your pound and definitely have at least 1 pound? Or would you like to trade in your pound for this envelope and have whatever is in this envelope? Now that is a risk because there might not be anything. So. Trade it in, go on then. Okay, what's in the envelope then? Ooh. Hey! Thank you very much, Catherine. I know, the best Easter ever, right? You can take it, go on. very, very well done. Thank you very much. Yes, so you might be thinking, what does that all have to do with Easter? And I don't blame you, that is a very valid question. And yes, I shall explain what that has to do with Easter. In that game, we saw these guys running around the room, being really focused, putting on all their clothing as fast as they could. They were running, they were working hard, they were determined. They got all the way up here. And then when Catherine got up here, all she won was 1 little pound. Now, that might be pretty good for a little race like this, but between 3 of them, maybe not so good. And then I gave her the choice. Which one does she want? Does she want to keep the pound or does she want to risk it? And now, often in life, when we're working hard, we're maybe at uni or at work or at school, we work hard, we play hard, we We get really determined, we focus in on what we're doing, don't we? But actually, a lot of the time, it feels like we come out of it a bit short-changed. It feels like we come out of it just with £1 worth of life, I suppose. I guess, yeah, we come out of it feeling like, is this really it? Has that really what I was looking for? Maybe not. And sometimes in life, we don't even get like a pound's worth out of it. It actually often feels like we're giving out far more than we ever get back in return. Because a lot of the time we make mistakes. A lot of the time we fail at things and we hurt people. Or people come and hurt us. And so then it just feels like we've lost money, we've lost life, we've lost satisfaction. Life is just taking from us rather than giving. And then on top of that, we have huge issues facing the world at the moment, don't we? We have injustice, we have poverty, hunger, global warming, all this sort of stuff. And it can really bog us down. And however good our intentions are, we can never quite get to where we're aiming. We can never quite hit the spot to what we want. And that all separates us from God. When we focus in on ourselves and trying to do it our own way, that separates us from God. That is what Jesus came to change. Because when we're separated from God, I believe that's quite a big issue, because I don't really believe in a man in the cloud kind of God. I believe in a personal Father God. I believe in a Father God who loves all of us, every single one of us, so much. I believe in a Father God that breathed life into us and gives us life every single day. And so when we're separated from a God that gives us life, there's not much left, is there? In fact, all that's left is death. And so this Easter, when Jesus was crucified, he took all that separation upon himself. Because our Father God doesn't want to be separated from us. He took all that separation, all the times we've failed, all the times we've turned it in on ourselves, upon himself. And when Jesus was crucified, all that was crucified with him. When Jesus died, all the separation, all the guilt, all the shame, all those awful things in our lives died with him. Jesus said, "It is finished," when he was crucified. And he was right. It is finished. The separation between us and God is finished. We don't have to live separated lives anymore, but we can walk every single day with our best friend, Jesus, with our Father God right beside us. And so friendship with Jesus is more than we could ever imagine. Whereas in life we might only get like a pound out of all our work, we might only get just something that just about satisfies us out of all our effort that we put in. Life with Jesus, life with our best friend Jesus, gives us more than we can ever imagine. You see, he loves you, and that's why he died for you. He cares for you, and that's why he came back to life. And he accepts you, and that's why he wants friendship with you. He doesn't want to be separated. And when we live life having friendship with him, he gives us infinite love, infinite care, infinite acceptance, infinite healing. And life with Jesus just keeps on giving. It's like we've got £5 instead of one. Not actually always monetary terms, but you get the gist. And so at Easter, Jesus offers us a decision to make. Just like Catherine had the decision between the envelope and the pound, we have a decision to make. Do we decide to follow Jesus, or do we decide to actually do things our own way? Do we turn back to him, or do we carry on our own way? And that is why it is so important. That is why Jesus coming back from the dead, all this Easter stuff is so important. Because we are all loved by God. We were separated from God. And now we all have a decision to make whether we're going to live every single day of our lives with God, him as our best friend, him as our Father. We're going to come up to communion in a little bit, and this is an opportunity for us to meet with God and for us to be with God. I'd love to give the opportunity for maybe anyone who hasn't made that decision whether they want to follow Jesus or not. I'd love to give you that opportunity. Would you like to follow Jesus? Would you like to start that friendship today? As we come up to communion, there are going to be some people dotted around, so you can come and speak to myself or Alistair or Emily, and we will be happy to pray with you, to chat with you through whatever you want to chat about. But also, this is an opportunity for those of us who do know Jesus and who do follow him to come back to him, to maybe press a bit of a reset button if we've let it kind of wander off a bit. So we're going to come to communion and, yeah, just be thinking about that, be praying about that. But before we do, I think we've got one more song.
Thanks, Steph. Yeah, just before we take communion, we're going to sing the song Redeeming Love. Feel free to stay seated because we're also going to take up the offering. So for anyone who's a regular visitor to the church, if you want to give in that way, you can. If you're visiting us, please don't feel obligated to give in this way.